This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is hosting business leaders today to help sell President Joe Biden's climate-friendly transformation of the economy on the final day of the virtual climate summit. Bill Gates, Mike Bloomberg are expected to join executives for solar and other renewable energy programs. On Thursday, President Biden announced an ambitious commitment to cut U.S. carbon emissions by at least 50% by 2030. And the hope is that other countries will also go further before the November United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. An anti-Asian hate crime bill heads to the U.S. House of Representatives, where it is expected to pass. The Senate on Thursday overwhelmingly passed the new legislation aimed at bolstering efforts to combat rising anti-Asian hate crimes, including providing support for local law enforcement agencies to respond to anti-Asian hate violence. President Biden is expected to sign it into law when it reaches his office or his desk. A fire in a hospital treating COVID-19 patients in India killed at least 13 people today as the country struggles to cope with the world's biggest surge of daily coronavirus infections since the pandemic began last year. The South Asian nation's health ministry said Friday it counted a record-breaking 332,730 new infections over the past 24 hours, surpassing Thursday's record daily toll of 314,835 new infections. At least six hospitals in New Delhi, the capital, have run out of or on the verge of running out of oxygen for patients. For more news, please join us, VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. SpaceX set to launch its third crew to the International Space Station at any moment, reusing a rocket and crew capsule in a human mission for the first time. The Crew 2 mission set to blast off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida after being delayed a day because of weather conditions weren't favorable for the flight. It is the third time SpaceX will send humans to the International Space Station as part of its multi-billion-dollar contract with NASA. Foreign leaders are in chat for today's funeral of President Idris Deby, despite warnings from rebels that the foreign leaders should stay away because of security reasons. A military council led by General Mahatma Idris Deby took power after his father, who had ruled for 30 years and was a close ally of Western powers in the fight against the Islamist militants, was killed in battle with the rebels on Monday. France, Chad's former colonial ruler, defended the military takeover, saying it was necessary for security. Indonesian Navy ships, too, left the port of East Java early today to join an urgent search for a submarine that disappeared 2 days ago and has less than a day's supply of oxygen left for its 53-member crew. The Navy said it believes the submarine sank in waters at least 2,000 feet deep, much deeper than the collapse depth of 656 feet. Neighboring countries have rushed their rescue ships to support the complex rescue effort. Submarine was participating in a training exercise Wednesday when it missed a scheduled reporting call. Officials also reported an oil slick and the smell of diesel near the starting position of its last dive just north of the island of Bali, though there has been no conclusive evidence so far that they are linked to the submarine. Canada is banning passenger flights from India and Pakistan for 30 days because of COVID-19 increases in the region. Canada Transport Minister announced the ban hours after India reported the surge in new infections. Canada's health minister said half of the people tested positive for the coronavirus after arriving by airplane came from Canada. Cargo flights from India and Pakistan will continue. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.